This is my full testimony. I've never given a full testimony before, so you're quite honoured. So I was born in 1946. I was born at home. I have one sister who's 5 years older than me. And anyway, when we was growing up, my sister and I argued a lot. I was quite jealous of her, really, because she had more clothes than me. And that was a little bit jealous between us, so we used to argue like cat and dog, as they say. Because I was always being shy and everything at school, I was bullied a lot. And I used to go home really upset and crying, never had any friends. I used to cowl in the corner of the school playground. So I understand now, when I see children being bullied at school, I stand up for them if I can. My parents weren't Christian, so I was not born into a Christian household. My parents never showed me love. More likely they did love me, but they never put their arms around me or told me they loved me. And that was a little bit of difficulty when I became a Christian, of course, because we all hug each other and kiss each other. So I used to hold back on those sort of areas. I was bullied through infant school, junior school, comprehensive school. The bullying went on and on. My mother did help me in those areas. She used to go up to the comprehensive school where I was at and try to help me. But I think being quiet and everything, I never told a lot of things. When I left school, I was 16. I did a typing course for 2 years at school. When I had my first job, it was called the Jersey Cattle Society, actually. It was all about, I don't know if you've ever seen the cows had earmarks. They have earmarks in their ears, and that's to tell you what farms they used to belong to. Anyway, I loved that job, and I started to trust people as well. And one of the men was a little bit too friendly with me, and I was a bit naive on those sort of areas as well. I thought he was just being friendly with me. But as my story goes on, Jesus healed all those areas in my life as well. From there, I went into another job, and it was different jobs. It was, I can't remember the word now, temping, that's it. And that gave me more confidence in myself, because I knew I could do those sort of things, typing and everything. And from there, different jobs and everything like that. And as I said, it gave me more confidence. I met Tom when, I can't remember the age, 19. I'd just come back from Italy with a friend of mine. And again, I used to go up to the dance halls as well in London. So I must have been more confident in myself again. And I met him that night. So that grew, that love grew together, didn't we? We grew in love together. And we was only engaged for a little while, and we got married. At the time, I didn't realise I was pregnant. And anyway, we had planned to get married anyway. I was telling my mum that I was pregnant, and I was so ashamed. I lost a lot of weight, because I thought, you know, I can't get married if I'm pregnant. I can't walk down that aisle. I suppose, in a way, I didn't know it, but God was on my with me as well. Anyway, we got married. I was pregnant, and I didn't know it, but I was carrying twins, because the hospital then didn't have scans in 1968. Even when I used to bend down, because I was not being well, I could always feel two little lumps, but I didn't know what that was. And they put me on a strict diet because I was putting on too much weight. And at 7 months, I had the twins. There was nobody around, Tom wasn't around, because they didn't have fathers then to come into the maternity, not in that hospital anyway. And I lost them. They were very small. They were as big as my hand. and I never saw those babies. And it took me a long time to get over that one. Again, God healed that as my testimony goes on. And they said to me, the doctor said, I said to the doctor, you know, why did I lose those babies? You know, what? You know, why? And he said, he doesn't know why, but if you'd carried on to the 9 months, perhaps there might have been something wrong with them. But the doctor said to me, and never again will you lose a baby. Now, for a doctor to say that, you know, he must have been, perhaps he was a Christian, I don't know. So they said, you know, you can start again. So I went back into work. I put myself into work to take away the pain. 6 months later, I fell again with my first child, Andrew. And he came full term. And I was a quick delivery. It was 2 hours delivery. When Tom came up to visit, baby was there. And then we went in for another one. Again, it was a quick delivery again, 20 minutes. He visited me again, baby was there. But he came early, he was 5 weeks early. I had my veins tied 5 weeks before the baby was born. I wouldn't do that now. And then we had a little breather. Tom didn't want me to go in with any more children, but Helen came along. But it was at that point that I was carrying Helen, at the point that we started to get involved in different areas of the occult, which I didn't know that was the occult at that time. But it all started with me reading the horoscopes. And first of all, they didn't come true, but then because I was born in April, and I used to look up the star sign of Aries, which was my star sign, I used to read these readings, I should say, and it excited me. I was really excited because they started to come true, what I was reading. And I used to look forward to reading them out of the newspaper or the magazine. And you might be sort of thinking there, well, that's nothing. But it is quite it's an open door to inviting the devil into your life. A friend of mine she knew that I was interested in these sort of areas, said, I have a book on dream interpretations. Now, dream interpretations are whatever you dream about and you remember it, you can look it up and it will tell you the meaning of it. Now, this bit I remember used to be downstairs, so when I used to dream, I used to run down the stairs and open it up to find out what I'd been dreaming about. And again, these things started to come true. So I was getting deeper and deeper into all these things. Colours, if anybody wore a certain colour like red, that was danger to me. Blue, I can't remember all the colours now, but red was a big thing, danger. Palm reading, it's all to do with fortune telling, which I didn't know that at the time. And nobody told me that I was doing anything wrong. Nobody. So we started getting more and more involved in these areas. We always wanted to go to a spiritual meeting, and a leaflet came through our door, and we never saw the words Jesus or anything like that. And we thought, well, it's only up the road from us. We'll go along. And we went along, and there was lots of people singing joyfully. Couldn't think of that. Sat in the back, and I was quite happy about that. Tom that night became a Christian, but again, I was a little bit suspicious about them all. So the next morning, the pastor at that time, or the leader of the church, it was only a small church, invited us up. So we asked them a lot of questions which they didn't know how to answer us. Nobody had been involved in these areas like we'd been involved in. So she gave me, the pastor's wife gave me a book, a Christian book, to help me understand a little bit more about Christianity. And as I said, at the time I was carrying my third child, Helen, and I had to rest up a lot because I had lots of swollen ankles and things like that. So I put this book down and I thought, well, I'll just leave it there. at the bedside table. And this one day, I was resting in my bed, waiting for the midwife to call. And I picked up this book, and I started reading it. I think I'd only read a little bit. And a bright light came in, and this bright light filled the room. Now, what we've been involved in was darkness. This bright light was fantastic. It filled the whole of the bedroom. It was wonderful. I can't describe how beautiful it was. It was like I'd been bathed in gold. It felt like I'd been there for hours and hours, because that's what it felt like to me. But it wasn't really hours and hours, but that's what I felt. And as I looked up at the end of the bed, there was a figure. Now, this figure, I did not see a face, but it was beckoning me, like, come, come. And then it was gone. And the midwife came, and she said, what have you been doing today? Your high blood pressure has gone up. And then after that, of course, I didn't really know what that was all about, but that was the beginning for me, I think, a little bit. In the meantime, Tom had become this singing person around the house, annoyed me, because, I mean, that's not what he used to do. But anyway, I had the baby. Helen was born. She only took 2 hours. Oh, yeah, after the golden light, they had been praying for me to come along to a dinner. So I went along, and there was a couple of people there I knew, but only a little bit. Anyway, I was sitting at the table, and I wouldn't eat any of the food either. But the pastor at that time said to me, Annette, can you see any difference in Tom? And I said, oh, yes, there is a difference. I could see it straight away. He said, would you like that as well? And I said, yes. And because I gave my heart to Jesus that night. But, I mean, he said to us, it won't be an easy road for you. Some of the things they prayed for us, for me, about all the things that we've been involved in, what they could think of anyway, and I asked God to forgive me about all the things that we've been involved in. And then I was still pregnant with Helen at this point. Oh, we was going to go on holiday, and that was it. And after I'd been asked God into my life, I thought, oh, this is plain sailing now, fine. I started praying, but there was always something I could never, there was something holding me, I didn't know what it was. And we went up to the pastor's house, and I said, you know, I feel that there's something holding me, I couldn't pray properly. And anyway, it turned out to be I needed deliverance from the devil. It took a long time, it seemed like it took a long time, and anyway, they cleared it, they got it out of me. I think I sicked it out, actually, the spirit. But again, I thought this was final, I thought this was going to be it. Yeah. But again, I had another deliverance come out of me. There was lots of things in the house that perhaps we'd been reading, or music, the Beatles and things like that, and we had to get rid of them, we had to burn them, actually. So you don't realise, you know, one little thing from the horoscopes, the dream things and everything like that, can take a hold of your life. I had Helen, beautiful baby. Well, they're all beautiful babies. And then we did have a break. Tom had the op to stop children, and because I've got another child. But God had shown me when I was... when he went for the op, even before he had the op, and after the op, that God has said, you're going to have another child. And then 2.5 years later, I had Matthew. And we named him Matthew because it's a gift of God, and he was a gift for God, you know, from God to us. And he's 21 now. So I was 41 when I had Matthew. And I felt I was a bit over the hill then. I don't think there's anything else really to say. My life has changed. It's got better and better. I feel being in this church has given me more confidence in myself. I don't think I could stand here and talk to you like if I was anywhere else. As I step out, God will step with me, and I know that there's angels here with me, holding my hand. When I dance, I can't do that on my own. God has to give me a push, and I've felt that hand many times. And I was saying to God, I don't want to do that. But God says, I want you to go out and dance, because in your dance, there's healing. Healing for people out there. It's not only for me, it's for you. I'm not a trained dancer. The movements I get is only from God. And the hand movements and things like that. It's only what He guides me to do. So I hope you enjoy. Enjoy it. I'm trying to get over the shyness and things like that. And I sometimes take a back seat. But God wants me to go forward. He wants to, come on in it. You can go, you can do it. And I'm very good at, you know, telling other people that. But God wants me to move out of myself. And I love you all. You're such an encouragement to me. And I don't perhaps tell you enough. Aileen and her banners, and that's such a gift for you, Aileen. Such a tremendous gift you got there. And don't ever think it's not, because God is giving you that gift. Patricia, prayer. Beautiful prayers. God longs to hear you praying like you do. And it's coming out more and more on the Fridays. Florence, you've got a lovely gift of prayer as well. He longs to hear your voices. Everyone here, you know, even if you haven't got the gifts like that, if you want them, this young lady here, God is saying to you right now, you've got a special gift there, and you've hidden it, and you need to bring that out. This lady here, I don't know who you are. Yeah, you know, you've had a lot of sorrow here. You've had a lot of sorrow in your life here, and you've hidden it, and God wants you to lay it down. Give it to Him right now. The lady next to you, you've had so much joy, and He wants to bring that out on you again. You've got to start laughing again. Elizabeth, you are such a little darling to me. You're like my mum. I haven't got a mum now. My mum died before Helen was born. My dad died before Helen was born. My mum died before she even found out I was pregnant. And I haven't got a mum now. Would you be my mum? And I love your dog as well. Tina, you've got such a beautiful gift of singing. And the prophetic comes out on you. You need to do that much more. I've told you that before, I think. And you're so confident the way you sing. It's such a good gift God has given you there. Mary, beautiful paintings. People don't perhaps understand a lot about that, but God sees that as a gift. And I love doing this. This is what I love doing. This is what I love doing. I've always longing to do this, point people out and say what God is doing in their lives. I'd like to do that much more and more. Wisdom, fantastic the way you go out in the streets. You need to do that much more. I don't think there's anything else.